This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York, and Tesla has cut the price of the Model 3 sedan again. The electric car maker's sedan sticker price is now kind of $35,000. So sticking to the plan, there's more to it, as there always is. We'll dive into it all after these tech headlines. The Journal reports that President Trump is preparing an ambitious plan to ramp up the government's role in speeding next-generation technologies, such as 5G wireless and artificial intelligence, two key areas of competition with China. In his State of the Union speech, Mr. Trump said he would work with lawmakers on an infrastructure package, one that would include, quote, investments in cutting-edge industries of the future, end quote. While the reference was brief, administration officials say it foreshadows a larger effort. They say the president is preparing to issue a series of executive orders soon aimed at boosting the U.S. strength in advanced technology. The Journal's John D. McKinnon has more at WSJ.com. The common foe as video game stocks stumble? Fortnite. Video game stocks careened lower Wednesday after two of the industry's biggest publishers showed how difficult it is to escape the long shadow of Fortnite. Shares of Take-Two Interactive Software sank 14% after the company delivered an outlook for its fiscal quarter. Electronic Arts also disappointed Wall Street with its outlook. Its stock fell 13%. The industry sell-off Wednesday hit other big game makers like Activision Blizzard. Fortnite has been troublesome for more than just video game companies. Netflix just last month told its shareholders that the game was an even bigger competitive threat than HBO. The world's largest music streaming company wants to become the world's most important audio streaming company. Spotify is buying a pair of podcasting firms. The company said it would buy podcast publisher Anchor in a move to increase its presence in other forms of audio. It also said it is buying podcast producer Gimlet Media, a deal the Wall Street Journal previously reported was in the works. The Journal says Spotify expects to do for podcasting what it did for music by offering better curation, customization, and recommendation services while developing tools and collecting data for podcasters. Coming up, Tesla cuts the price of its mass-market Model 3 sedan for the second time this year, what it all really means, and how production's looking after this. Electric car maker Tesla has long promised a sticker price of $35,000 for its electric car sedan, a threshold needed to reach mainstream buyers. And in an overnight tweet, CEO Elon Musk said that the price is indeed now at around $35,000, but with an asterisk. Let's get more. Joining us now from our San Francisco booth is Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins. So, Tim, $35,000 with an asterisk attached. Will you serve as the footnote to that? What does it all mean and what can we make of it all?
Well, if you were to go in and buy this car at the showroom, it would be $42,900, the base price. And what he's doing is some Elon Musk math, and that is including the tax credit the U.S. government gives to buyers of electric vehicles, and also then trying to calculate out the gas savings you would have from having an electric car that you would never need to put gasoline into.
The pursuit of this, you know, electric car has very much been a moving target for quite some time. What do you make of the latest?
Remember when the car was revealed back in 2016, Elon Musk said it was going to be a $35,000 car, and that was not with tax credits or any special kind of discounts. This was going to be the starting price, and then you would be able to get these tax credits, would make it actually cheaper. So $35,000 was the target, but then when the car started production in 2017, and they started rolling off the assembly line here in California, it wasn't that price. And in fact, it wasn't close to that price. And Elon would eventually say on Twitter that he really couldn't start selling the vehicle at that price until he was able to bring the cost of the vehicle down, and he needed to get the scale and or the rate of production up to do that. So it's been a push for that. And we saw at the beginning of this year, Tesla announced that they were going to lower the price by $2,000. And then just several weeks later, they lowered it again. And it's part of this push, this idea of being able to sell a mass market car.
I mean, this is a very big picture. This is a global effort. You know, we talk about the Shanghai factory in China. We talk about efforts in Europe. It's a lot more complicated than, you know, this price tag of $35,000. What's your assessment February 2019? How do you see this playing out realistically?
Well, the challenge of bringing electric cars to market is the big hurdle for car companies globally has been this, the cost of batteries in the vehicle. And Tesla has been on the forefront of trying to bring those costs down. An analysis of Tesla calculated that if Tesla was selling the Model 3 at $35,000, it would be losing about $4,000 per car. But those higher priced versions that they've been selling, they estimate that they would be profitable. $49,000, for example, they think they'd make about $3,000 per car. So there's this area in there where the company is doing, you know, remarkably well selling these vehicles. The question is, how many people out there want to buy a $49,000 Model 3, and how big is can they continue to kind of grow that market versus this much larger perceived market for the cheaper version? Elon Musk telling analysts the other day that the price is the problem, that there's lots of interest in this car. It's just too expensive for most people.
Tim Higgins, our resident Tesla guru. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.